Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. He is so faithful, therefore my hope is in him, by Juanita Downs Sims, is a devotional journal of Juanita's journey with the Lord that began when, as a young wife and mother, she fell in love with the Bible, and that continues today as a grandmother and widow. After marrying her patient, Juanita Sims later gave up her career in nursing and became a homemaker. Being able to express herself through the love and care she provided for her family and home was to her a gift from God that she accepted gladly. As a young mother, she fell in love with the Bible. The study of God's Word later led her to teaching Bible and mission studies, Sunday school, and doing inspirational speaking. Juanita has a great appreciation for art, loves classical music, poetry, and reading. Today, she's a grandmother, widow, and author. Juanita Downs Holmes, author of He Is So Faithful, Therefore My Hope Is In Him, is our guest on This Week in America. Hi, Juanita. Welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you.
Looking forward to our conversation today.
It's great to be here.
Thank you. It is our pleasure to have you here. So much to talk about in the book, and the book is receiving excellent reviews and touching so many people. What was the inspiration for writing the book? How did you decide, I'm going to write this book and take some of my journaling and help other people?
Well, the Lord Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, had told me that I was going to write a book. And when the time came, I knew he wanted me to write about him and his goodness and mercy in my life.
The book, by the way, is available at Amazon, published by WestbowPress.com, and you'll find it in the bookstore. Juanita Downs Sims, our guest on the program. The book is He Is So Faithful, Therefore My Hope Is In Him. Give us a little bit of a summary of the book and what you hope the readers take away after reading He Is So Faithful.
Well, the book itself is a journal of some things that I experienced, some challenges that I faced on my journey with the Lord. And it's also a testimony, a personal testimony of his faithfulness and the goodness and mercy of Jesus, the God of hope. And it began really as a young wife and mother when I fell in love with the Bible at the Lord's urging. He wanted me to study my Bible, and I did, and my life has never been the same since that time. What I desire for the reader is for them to begin a journey with the Lord Jesus Christ for themselves, to experience his faithfulness, which will give them hope. That's really the main point. Yes. Is that it's Jesus Christ and his faithfulness and the hope that I have received from him and the hope that I believe the readers will.
What is that like for you to be able to share your experiences and share that passion, that love you have for the Bible and for the teaching? This has to be exciting for you that you're out there and you're able to take this great love and passion, like I say, that you have, and share it with other people. This has to be quite rewarding for you.
It's very rewarding. That's one of my greatest desires, is to be able to share Jesus Christ with other people. And I learned so much through the Bible because I was not a newborn Christian, but I did not really know how to study my Bible back when I was a young mother. But at his urging, I picked up the Living Bible and began reading. And I discovered for the first time, why Cora Ten Boom was willing to risk her life for just a small portion of Scripture. Jesus began his word and enlightened my mind, I had just never read anything so wonderful. And whereas before I didn't want to put the book down, didn't want to pick it up, now I didn't want to put it down because that's the way that he worked in my life. And so I think that The book is an inspiration. And if someone would just get into the Word of God and begin studying it by themselves, under His teaching, it's going to change your life. There's just, that's what it's all about. And it is just a wonderful thing for me to be able to share about Him and what He's done in my life.
Juanita Down Sims is our guest on the program and the author of the book, He Is So Faithful, Therefore My Hope Is in Him. The book's available at Amazon, published by Westbow Press. And if you go to westbowpress.com, you'll find the bookstore there and be able to get information and order the book as well. Juanita, tell me about coming up with the title. I love the title because it's so simple and it really says it all. Four words, He Is So Faithful. Talk about coming up with the title.
Well, I was pleasantly surprised when I was almost finished with the book to realize that I had written myself into the title. In a nutshell, that's just what it's all about, Jesus Christ and His faithfulness and the mercy and goodness that gives us hope. So I really didn't need to. I had worked on the title, but when the book was almost finished, I realized here it is. It just seemed to speak for itself.
Well, it says so much, as I say it in four words, He is so faithful. I touched on this a minute ago because you're able to take your personal experiences, your passion, and share it with others. You're a published author. What is that like now? The fact that you've got a book you can pick up at Old and it's got your name on the front of it and it's your writing that's on the inside. What's it been like to be in this journey that you've been on to end up here as a published author?
To me, writing is hard work. It requires perseverance. It can be time consuming. And when I held the book in my hands for the first time, I felt like I had fought the battle and had won because I had completed the work that Jesus had led me to do. And that gave me an awesome sense of accomplishment.
And well, it should. It's a job well done that is impacting the lives of so many people all across the world. The book is He Is So Faithful. Where do you plan on going from here with your writing? And maybe since you finished that, I shouldn't put you on the spot and see if you're working on something now, but you're such a gifted writer in relaying this message. Are you working on something else now as an author?
I have book material already written, but I don't know right now what Jesus has planned for me. I know He has planned, and I'm available for whatever He has planned for me, but I don't know right now where that's going.
Well, you've done such an excellent job with this, and we will stay in touch, and hopefully we'll be able to chat about other works as they become available. The book by Juanita Down Sims is He Is So Faithful, Therefore My Hope Is in Him. Let's talk about some of the devotions in the book, and we'll talk on some in particular here. One is growing on growth, in which you write about falling in love with the Bible and how the study of it actually changed your life. Give us a little background on that. How you approach that topic in the book?
Okay, I love to hear my pastor, other preachers that would explain the Bible. I had a great desire to learn, but when I would pick the Bible up for myself, I didn't know how to begin reading it, how to study it, and I usually ended up confused, sometimes fearful, because I just didn't understand what I was reading. But the Lord kept persisting that I did start Bible study for myself. He wanted me to grow so I could be of service to Him. He wants His children to grow. And so one morning, I knew this is the day I'm to start taking it serious and start studying the Bible, because I had tried to ignore choosing to read the Bible. And I decided that morning that I would pick up the Living Bible open it up and begin to read. And what I did, and that's a paraphrase, not a translation, but what I did as I began to just journey through it, page after page, I was just absolutely amazed. I did not know this was what was in the Bible. I didn't know anything could be so wonderful. And I just, it seemed like the more I read and the more I learned, the more I loved, Jesus, the more I loved studying the Bible. And that's where it began. It changed my life. I've just never been the same person. It had such an effect on me. And so today, I'm still just as much in love with Jesus and his written word, the Bible, as I was even then. I still love to study it. I love to talk about it. I love to teach it. But it's not just a book to give us good reading, for our something for our reading pleasure. The Bible is, we are to be not only hearers, but doers. We are to, what we learn, we are to apply it in our lives. And so I don't want it to sound like that I'm making the Bible just good reading material, as wonderful as it is. But it is something we are to take seriously and to abide by.
One of the other devotions that's so powerful in the book is the topic of faith, relying on Jesus when there's nowhere else to go. Talk about the role of faith, because I know this has gotten you through ups and downs in your life.
My husband had become unemployed due to his company going bankrupt. About 3 months after we had bought a new home, I was expecting our fourth child. We had no insurance. And my 11-year-old son was needing surgery to remove a tumor from his ear. So my husband and I agreed that we need to pray for a miracle. And with every, you know, with all the people around us, others joining in with us praying that God would perform a miracle and that we he wouldn't need the surgery. And one day, we had gotten things set up, made financial arrangements for the surgery. And we were, it was a day scheduled to go back to the doctor for another examination. And I sat down on our stairway and I told the Lord, I said, "You have not taken away the tumor as I believed you would, but as far as I'm concerned, that tumor is gone." I believed with all my heart. He had heard our prayers. I just believed he was going to take it away, but it was still there. And when we went on to the doctor, and the doctor began to examine his ear, and he raised up, he looked at me, he was just so astonished, and he said, "The tumor's gone." And it was gone. So
amazing.
He didn't have to have his surgery after all. But that's something to praise Jesus for. And it's something that you don't want to keep to yourself. If I can help someone in any way by sharing what he has done in my life, then that's what I want to do.
The power of faith is just one of the topics that is discussed in Juanita Downs Sims' book, He Is So Faithful, Therefore My Hope Is in Him. You'll find it at Amazon, the usual places. You can link onto our website and go directly to Amazon and get information on the book. Something else you talk about is safety and the protection of Jesus in a really frightening situation for you. Tell us about what happened.
My husband's job took him away from home a lot during that time, and we spent many a night, just the three young children and myself. And one night, I was awakened late at night by a loud sound, and I couldn't place the sound, but when I woke up, there was a sense of impending danger. And I felt the presence of the heavenly visitor by my bedside. And so I knew something was going on. And I started praying, you know, for our protection. And I lay there, and I continued to pray for just a few minutes. I didn't hear the sound. I just lay there and prayed. And then I thought, maybe, just maybe, I dreamed it. Maybe it didn't happen. But I knew that heavenly presence by my bedside was real, and that sense of danger. And just about the time that I thought that, I heard the noise again, and it's loud. I get up, and it's coming from the end of the wing where the bedrooms were, and from outside on the carport. And I got up as quietly and went down the hall to check on the children, make sure they were okay. And I had walked into the kitchen. The door led from the hallway into the kitchen, and I was wondering what to do. I'm still praying when suddenly I heard the storm door being opened. This was rental property. We had just sold our home, and we were living there temporarily, and it had the door closed tightly. And but when you opened it, it had just a little drop at the top, a little sag that caused a loud, discernible noise. One that when you had heard it one time, you would remember it the next time. And I had just heard that noise. I knew someone had just opened the door. And I began to go through my mind. I knew that I needed to do something. I needed to do it then. But I know that Jesus is with me. He's already proved that to me. And I won't say any more, or I'll be telling all the story. But anyway, we were safe. He kept us safe.
For the rest of the story, you can read Juanita's book. It's He is So Faithful, Therefore My Hope is in Him. A few minutes left in the program. One more that's interesting. As you're reading the book, you wrote that Jesus wanted you to pray that he would call your children to be missionaries. And again, without giving a whole lot away, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I was at a university here in my home state where a lot of women from across the state had gathered to hear a leader in missions speak to us. And it was a wonderful time together. It was very missions-minded. It focused on Jesus Christ. And during the time I was there, the Lord spoke to my heart and telling me that he wanted me to call pray that he would call my children to be missionaries. Well, as of this time, and that's when they were much younger, right in their teens, he has not called them to be missionaries and be commissioned by the church, but he has called them to work in his fields like he wants all his children to do. And there's so many hurting people around us today, so many needs. That's the time we live in. Yes. And sometimes just a kind word, a friendly smile, a listening ear, it may be a helping hand. You may need to reach out with your time and in your giving. But any of those things, there's just so many small things that we can do to help lift another person. To make their day go a little bit better, to just be able to feel good that there's hope, to give that person hope. So wherever they are, they have been called to work in his fields, as I said, because that's all God's children. That's what he wants us to do. But they... It doesn't matter whether it's in the home, the classroom, the workplace, in the church, in the neighborhood, wherever they are on mission for Jesus. And even just standing in the grocery, at being in the grocery store and standing in the line at the checkout counter, it's amazing what a person can do that could help someone else that maybe is depressed, lonely,
yes,
frightened, any number of things. And that's how he uses my children.
A minute or so left. I mentioned that you were a widow. Could you talk just for a few seconds here at the end about the death of your husband and Jesus' love and care for you as a widow, because you feel he's really looking out for you today.
Right. My husband and I, we like just short of 2 weeks, being married 48 years when he died. He was a heart patient, had been for a number of years, and then he died with lung cancer. We had always been very close, and the thought of giving him up it just did not bear thinking of. And I had prayed for America that God would spare his life, but he chose to take him to heaven. And my son went down while it was yet day, and I began to climb the highest spiritual mountain I have ever had to climb. It was, I grieved long and hard. I shed lots of tears. But in the book of Psalms, he tells me that he has saw my tossing and turning through the night. He has collected all my tears and preserved them in his bottle. And when I began to climb that mountain, he was there with me every step of the way. It was a very hard time, but he got me up that mountain out of the shadow into the light. For that I am most grateful, and I'm living proof. He does take care of widows. The scripture says that he is a defender, a protector of widows. And I think probably one of the most beautiful portraits of Jesus, his tender loving care and his compassion, took place in the book of Luke, chapter 7, verse 11. He and his disciples were on their way to the village of Nain. And when they reached the city gates, a funeral procession was coming out. And when Jesus saw the widow, he was filled with compassion. One translation says it broke his heart. And he spoke to her and said, "Don't cry." And he reached out his hand and touched the coffin. The coffin bearer stopped. And he told the boy, who was the only son the widow had, he would have been her protector, provider, and been there for her. But Jesus told him to sit up. The boy sat up and began talking to people around him, and Jesus gave him back to his mother. That is so awesome to me, such tender loving compassion, such concern, such love that he showed that widow. So it is true. Jesus does what he says he'll do. He always keeps his promises, and he does take care of widows.
With us on the program has been Juanita Downs Sims. That's S-I-M-S. Her book is "He Is So Faithful, Therefore My Hope Is in Him," a devotional journal of inspiration and hope, helping so many people. The book's available at Amazon. It's published by Westbow Press. Their website, westbowpress.com. They got a bookstore there. Basically, wherever books are sold, and you can go to our website and get more information. Juanita, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on a book that's touching in a very positive way so many people. Thank you for sharing this with us on the program today.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on.
It has been our pleasure, and you can go to our website and get all of the information on Juanita's book. The book is "He Is So Faithful, Therefore My Hope Is in Him," Juanita Downs Sims. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.